Audacity. Who gave you attitude?
Property crime and traumatized victims at the mercy of thieves, robbers, and burglars in St. Lucia, and more in this edition of the Caribbean News Roundup, coming right up. Home invasions, robberies, and burglaries have resulted in financial losses and traumatized victims, reports NBC Prime News.
More home security footage obtained by NBC Prime reveals another recent spate of masked intruders terrorizing and pilfering residential communities.
Whether day or night, both residential and commercial properties are on the radars of burglars and thieves. Communities continue to be terrorized by bandits. Some homes and businesses are hit single-handedly. Others hunt in packs, stealing valuables, including computers and smartphones, jewelry and cash, and even motor vehicles. In less than 3 minutes, three suspects working together stole a motorcycle that was parked inside a garage of a residential home. The bandits, although caught on camera, are reportedly still on the loose with the stolen motorcycle they literally carried away during the late night heist that occurred on October 31st. Just days prior, another gang of porch pirates were captured on home security cameras as they pilfered the home of an unsuspecting victim. The masked intruders struck during the day. They all appeared to be armed. One suspect even brandished a gun. Security cameras can help police piece together crime scenes and provide crucial leads to advance investigations.
I mean, the more lights you have around your home, the better it is. So if you have a motion sensor light, when someone comes into your yard, the lights will go on and you are able to see who is there. Now, intruders thrive in darkness. They're much less likely to enter a home with lots of outdoor lighting, especially on an evening. All right, use technology. Again, as I said earlier, the camera, a home protection system. All right, right now we have cameras that we could view on our cell phone. So it's really important that we should invest in a security system for your home. It's always important to lock your doors and windows.
The rash of property crimes, according to law enforcement officials, could be linked to the socioeconomic disruptions caused by the COVID-19 pandemic.
What you're seeing now, compared to when COVID started, is a lot of unemployed persons due to COVID. If you look at the harbor is literally empty. How many persons we had in the city, young men you would see selling probably a straw hat made out of coconut leaves? He probably would have gotten $5 for it. I'm just using that as an example. Do you see that happening now? No. Do you see anybody selling any arts and crafts? Because there is nothing in the harbor or no clientele. So you find two persons must eat, they would get hungry, and they would try to move into a life of crime, which we very much will not stand for.
And it could get worse for homeowners and businesses during the holiday season, a time when would-be thieves and burglars, according to police, up their game and attempt to infiltrate homes and exploit unsuspecting shoppers. Rihanny Isidro, NBC Prime.
In Antigua, a pastor of a popular church was arrested and charged for flouting social distancing rules has walked out of court a free man. The incident occurred during a church service in March of 2020. Observer Radio had this report on Thursday about what transpired in court this week.
The court on Tuesday dismissed the case against Pastor Uriah Taylor. His sister Jennifer Taylor Kenton and church members Eric Rottery and Alton Stoner. The accused were able to walk free after their attorneys Warren Castle and John Messiah filed a no-case submission on their behalf. According to the facts of the case, Taylor was arrested and charged on March 29, 2020 for failing to comply with restrictions on social gathering, which at the time was capped at a maximum of 25, when he proceeded to close the service with a prayer. The charge was made under Sections 5, 1B and 7 of the Public Health Act. However, the lawyers argued in the no-case submission that the case brought against Taylor disclosed no offense known to Antigua and Barbuda's law. They pointed out that the pastor of the Bolin's New Testament Church of God was charged under the act that speaks to the authority of a board handling matters or banning or restrictions on social gatherings. The legal team also argued the said part of the act speaks to a board, namely the Central Board of Health or other entity enforcing the provision. It was determined thereafter that no offense was created under that section of the act. A similar argument was used for Taylor's sister, who was charged with obstructing an officer in the line of duty, Rottery and Stoner, who was also charged with a similar offense. The man of the cloth recalled that on the day in question, he was a part of the congregation when the police interrupted them and informed them that too many people were attending the service and the numbers should be reduced. He said they complied with the request, however, they seemed not satisfied, the police demanded they stop the service. Taylor said up to this point, there was calm. He added that the congregation started singing hymns in preparation to close the service. And by the time he closed his eyes to begin praying, he felt someone dragging him by the arm.
When I said to him again, after this hour we closed the church, we prayed a closing prayer and over the church, he came up in my ear and cursed a bad word and tell me, shut the church down. And that's when he said, I'm going to lock you up. I've never done anything to them. I've never talked with them. I've never used a wrong word with them.
Andrew Roddock, the man charged with killing a woman during an alleged sacrificial ritual at the Pathways International Kingdom Restoration Ministries in St. James, Jamaica, has confessed to the murder. This report by CVM News.
Alleged eyewitnesses reveal that 2 weeks prior to the incident, the leader of the organization, Dr. Kevin Smith, began to act strange. Dr. Smith, on Sunday, October 17, allegedly gave the accused, Andre Roddock, a knife and told him that he was the archangel Gabriel. During the course of the controversial service, Dr. Smith allegedly asked the now deceased Tanika Gardner, "Do you believe that I am the resurrection and the life?" Tanika answered, "Yes." Smith then asked her, "Do you believe I can raise you from the dead?" She replied, "Yes." Smith responded, "Your blood have to be cleansed. I will have to cut your throat." To this, Tanika again said yes. Smith instructed a male witness to cut Tanika's throat, but he did not comply. Instead, Roddock allegedly walked to Tanika and she knelt down before him. The witness said Roddock then used a knife to cut Miss Gardner's throat. It is said that the deceased Tanika Gardner did not scream and just a gargling sound was heard. According to a witness, Dr. Smith told Roddock to cut Miss Gardner's head right off. As she is a goat, she has to die and she is a sacrifice. Our news team spoke with Roddock's attorney, Anthony Williams.
In light of the allegations and having regard to all the circumstances, the court has ordered for a psychiatric evaluation be done on my client, and the matter is scheduled to be mentioned again on the 7th of December in Court 5, where we are expected to receive that report from the doctor. Thereafter, we will see how we proceed from then.
Robian Williams for CVM Live.
Form of intention, Prime Minister Sir James Mitchell remains hospitalized. He has reportedly been diagnosed with dengue fever. Opposition leader Dr. Godwin Friday made an appeal for blood donors for Sir James, whom he said initially needs 8 pints of blood. Dr. Friday said that Sir James is feeling okay and wanted him to let the people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines know that he has taken the booster COVID-19 vaccine and that it has helped save his life.
Well, he's completely lucid and chatting, so, but you can see that he is, you know, he's ill. So it's a question now of getting the necessary treatment to come out. The important thing is, you know, Sir James has had three shots of the COVID vaccine. And what he has said to me is a message to everybody, is that had he not had those shots, we wouldn't have been giving blood for him today, because he might have been gone. So that is that's an important lesson as well. You know, he is in a hospital. He's ill. He needs our blood donations. He needs our thoughts. He needs our prayers. You know, but he wanted me to make this point that had he not had, he feels that had he not had those three shots, that the diagnosis now is that he has dengue, which is complicated by other factors. But he's quite, you know, sure that if he hadn't had those shots, he would not be here today.
New COVID-19 advice is being offered to pregnant and breastfeeding mothers in Trinidad and Tobago by the Ministry of Health. Here is TTT News.
Director of Women's Health, Dr. Adish Sijusingh, says the ministry has addressed an issue that has been showing up with the vaccinations.
There is a peculiar circumstance where some women are coming into pregnancy having had one dose of the Sinopharm vaccine, and we have just approved that these women can now take the Pfizer vaccine as per schedule, two doses of the Pfizer schedule from the second trimester and beyond.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Friday, November 5th. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.